Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Wrestling is full of maniacs. I would say even us fans are a bit crazy too. Maybe that's how it works. You gotta be a loon to walk through the door. This seems to stretch to the personas some individuals take on too, because even though on the surface they may not look too bad, sheesh, when you pull back the curtain, it's potty. Because I am Simon from What Culture, please do hit that spangly wangly subscribe button, it'll make you feel good. And this is 10 Wrestling Gimmicks that are more disturbing than you think. Number 10, Billy Kidman was a drug addict. Go back to WCW and Raven's flock, a group of misfits. Billy Kidman was the young, great hope of the pack, and yet his gimmick was most definitely that he was a drug addict. Yep. While it was never said that directly, Kidman would stare off into the distance like he wasn't with any of us, and Tony Schiavone explained his behavior by saying that Billy was unclean and that maybe he needed a shower. So this was just very wink-wink, nudge-nudge up the whim-wham. It's not like Raven shied away from this. He was very vocal about Kidman being a lost soul who needed help, and by the time World Championship Wrestling realized they couldn't really do anything with that, they dropped the whole thing. I mean, to take further steps towards it would have meant getting really dark. Nobody actually told us why he did change either, but I think from a fan point of view, this was actually WCW doing us a favor. Nobody wanted to see it. Number 9, Luke Gallows was drugged. And this was the same for Luke Gallows too. What is happening? It seemed obvious anyway, given that the then Festus would literally stand in the ring and drool before he heard the ring bell. But when he joined CM Punk's Straight Edge Society, we were just told this. To try and add depth to that bizarre character, Punk said Gallows' friends had plied him with booze and pills to keep him in an abbreviated state. Don't sound like very good buddies to me. In fact, it is super dark because his pals were forcing him to do things he didn't want to do. That was the gimmick, which begs the question how Jesse was involved with all of this. After all, he was the dude that took Festus to the ring and made him beat people up. I suppose it was meant to be lighthearted at first, even though it sucked, but in hindsight, this went off into the deep end. Number 8. Skinner murdered animals for fun. While Steve Kern would eventually become Doink the Clown in the future, when he debuted for the WWF in 1991, he was the hunter known as Skinner. Gorilla Monsoon hated him and described him as a filthy pig, mostly because he spent most of his time cheating. Skinner also liked to carry an alligator claw around with him, and while it was never pointed out specifically, this was meant to be a trophy. When you do some digging with promos, etc., it certainly seems like old Skin here would sell these animals he murdered for sport, and for some reason thought this was the best foundation to become a professional wrestler. Okay. I mean, he was a heel, so I suppose you would do this in the era of all wrestlers having a job, but it is way more screwed up than it seems on the surface. When I was a kid, I just thought he was a Crocodile Dundee knockoff or something. Clearly not. Number 7, Kamala was kidnapped. This one has always been out there, but we may as well go through it. But the Ugandan cannibal Kamala was plucked from his East African homeland and brought over to the United States of America to fight. As ever, there were some bells and whistles here, but that was the idea. He even had a handler in Kimchi, and it always looked like he was being forced to do this against his will. So yeah, he had been kidnapped. When he did arrive in the WWF, this was softened a touch, which was not the case during Kamala's Memphis days. They went so far as to say he was the former bodyguard of a dictator, to all of this was bad. Thankfully, Kamala did eventually break free of this and had a decent babyface run, but honestly, go back and watch some of his matches from the late 80s, your jaw will hit the floor. Sometimes wrestling really doesn't care. Number 6, Hornswoggle is an unloved child. So this one isn't fun either. Because Hornswoggle was short in stature, WWE always presented him as a child, even though at the peak of his power, he was a man in his mid-20s. We went as far as to even call him Little Bastard, which is also difficult, but this tied into the horrors behind his fate. It did take a while, but eventually we learned that Vince McMahon was his dad for some reason. And when we realized that would be terrible long-term, this switched to Finlay because Irish. I know, it's barely a sentence, but it's true. The one takeaway from this reuniting, though, was that all of a sudden, Swoggs wasn't as angry anymore. That's right. As soon as he had the love of his father, he was smiling all the time and gleefully biting people on the leg. So all he needed was his dad, who had ignored him his entire life until he had no choice but to admit it. Wrestling is awful. Number 5, Adam Bomb was a nuclear disaster victim. It reportedly cost authorities approximately $1 billion to clean up the after effects of a nuclear meltdown on Three Mile Island in Pennsylvania between 1979 and 1993. While this was serious stuff, the WWF saw it and went, great! There's a character idea, we could even give him green eyes. We are, of course, talking about Adam Bomb, who was indeed meant to be a survivor of this incident, and yet somehow was still healthy. He did have a red tongue with the added benefit of superhuman strength due to the radiation exposure, but he was a heel. That's right, boo this man, he's had a tough life. Not entirely sure what anybody was thinking here, although Bomb did have that cool finishing move. So he mostly got away with it. Number 4, Mankind suffers from parental neglect. I mean, Mick Foley basically took the Mankind character to places nobody could have seen coming when he did those sit-down interviews with Jim Ross. He was allowed to create this very compelling backstory, and it turned a crazy man in a mask into quite the sympathetic figure, hence why when he won the world title years later, he was the most over dude on the roster. Because Foley loved this stuff, the entire story was laid out, right down to suffering huge parental neglect as a child, hence why he would shout, "Mummy!" during all of his matches. He was reaching out, hoping for a hug. This is also why the whole Paul Bearer Association worked, and honestly, what a brilliant gimmick this was. I don't think we give it the credit it deserves, because you can just keep going and going and going. So damn good. Number 3, Stone Cold is based on a serial killer. A common story, but still one that should be spoken of. Steve Austin came up with his Stone Cold gimmick because he saw a report on real-life killer Richard Kuklinski and thought, sure, why not? It was also basically his wife who came up with the nickname too after telling Steve his tea was going to get Stone Cold. And away we went. Everything the Rattlesnake used, though, was based on this guy. The shaven head, the ice-cold stare, the goatee. I mean, Austin had some of these already, but he doubled down on them. Go and Google the man in question for evidence. At first, Steve thought that we could go in this direction wholeheartedly before it was switched up. But who is going to argue with the results? He became one of the most successful wrestlers ever. I suppose you never know when inspiration is going to hit. Number 2, The Undertaker tried to kill his parents. This was teased about at first, but then, yep, The Undertaker just said it. Screw you, Mum and Dad. It was mostly when Brother Kane was being introduced to the mix in 1997. As Paul Bearer told us, the dead man had burned down his parents' funeral home and left them to die. And sure, it was an accident, but he still did it. And then it wasn't an accident, you're gonna have to go back and watch it. It really did take the whole dark and depressing nature to a whole new level, however, and WWE leaned into this so much, the big red machine chokeslam Taker through the Mum and Dad's coffin at one point. I remember screaming, what is going on? And I would do it again today. Number 1, Kane's mental scarring and trauma. Because of course, I mean, let's go through this. Kane wore a mask because he had been burned alive as a child. So there's one. In 2003, when he took off his face covering, we changed that to, oh no, he's just mentally scarred, which may be even more harrowing. From there, we went into drunk driving and necrophilia, and his whole persona is of someone who has been wrecked by life and is lucky to still be alive. We also did everything with Paul Bearer, so there's massive issues with that. And the whole narrative of Kane is horrible. Dude didn't stand a chance. I mean, imagine you spent half your life thinking you were burned and then realized, nope, I'm just struggling that much with my upbringing. Why he decided wrestling was going to help with this, I'll never know. But he was a 2-time world champion. Or 3 times if you count the ECW belt. But nobody ever does.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc. Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.